Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Downtown, you've been hearing more and more about how the city and the state plan to team up to tackle subway crime. Well, Mayor Adams threw it out there today. You'll soon start seeing some things at the entrance of some places that'll almost feel like you're heading into a game up at MSG or Barclays or somewhere. Juliet Papa with the details.
The mayor is looking to increase the number of bag checks in the subway and is pursuing the placement of metal detectors.
We have two models that are promising, but it has to go through a very rigorous inspection.
He wants to see the technology show and identify guns. Crime increased dramatically in January after state money for additional cops ran out.
I think that it was a clear understanding of just how important the visibility of law enforcement played in the system.
He's authorized overtime for 1,000 more officers, and he's looking for Governor Hochul to keep that going. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Speaking of home, we're also poised to hear what the governor has to say tomorrow. That's when she plans to detail what kind of state resources will be added to the NYPD's latest infusion of cops down in the subways. Got a statement from her office a little while ago saying she's planning to roll out some new legislation, as a matter of fact, designed to protect riders. So we'll look to that tomorrow. 1010 Winds will be covering. A gruesome update now to a story we've been telling about since last week. Police on Long Island arresting multiple people in connection with the discovery of human remains in a park after they found more body parts at a different park.
The arrests were made at a home in Amityville, where sources say two people's bodies were dismembered before their body parts were scattered at different locations. A SWAT team was at the home on Railroad Avenue overnight. The first body parts, a woman's head, leg, and arm, and a man's leg and arms were found in Southard's Pond Park in Babylon last week. And sources say Monday night, more body parts, believed to be from the same man and woman, were found in Bethpage State Park, about 10 miles away. No word on how many people have been arrested. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County.
What in the world went on inside that house? And from Long Island to Staten Island now. And listen to this next story, folks, and you tell me. It just seems like they had to know what was in that box. Police on Staten Island looking for the person who stole a package worth $1,500 right off of somebody's doorstep. This happened in the middle of February at a home on Downs Avenue in the Annadale neighborhood. Cops say a guy walked right up to the front steps, grabbed the pricey package, and then took off in a white Jeep. Anybody with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Again, it just seems like somebody had to know what was going on with that box. They were expecting it or whatever. Well, a woman has been indicted now in connection with a high-speed car crash which killed her cousin and seriously hurt her aunt nearly 2 years ago. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Makeda McDonald drove at 123 miles per hour. That's nearly 2.5 times the speed limit there. And then lost control, crashing on the Cross Island Parkway in Queens. The car swerved into a grass median, struck a guide rail, and then flipped over several times before striking a light pole and rolling over on its top. McDonald's cousin, 24-year-old Moesha McLaughlin, died in the crash. The defendant's aunt, 32-year-old Nyasha Turnbull, suffered a long list of injuries. McDonald charged today with criminally negligent homicide, reckless driving, and speeding violations. A group of Bronx tenants who say they've been dealing with a decade of neglect and safety violations at their building now launching legal action.
Half of the 50 tenants here at this rent-stabilized building suing the owner, Romad Realty, to correct nearly 500 code violations. Isabella and her grandmother live in the top floor of the 7th.
Some of the damages in this building include garbages, roaches, rats, and constant ineffective elevators.
That elevator here at 2201 Davidson hasn't worked since August. Now listen to this. Romad owes a staggering $24 million in back property taxes. Councilwoman Perina Sanchez says the city should have cracked down on this a lot sooner.
But we also stand to say we need to do more. We need to have stronger policies and practices and laws in the city of New York so that this doesn't happen.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in University Heights.
And if you had trouble checking social media early today, you were not alone. A number of Meta platforms were down for a few hours. Users on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Messenger, all of them said they experienced issues with logging in and refreshing their feeds in what appeared to be a widespread outage in multiple countries, actually. I thought it was just here in the States. Meta now says that a technical issue earlier today caused people to have difficulty accessing some of its services. But they say they resolved the issue as quickly as possible, and they apologize for any inconvenience. A senior federal cybersecurity official said the agency is not aware of any malicious cyber activity related to that outage. Crime and punishment now, and a Brooklyn man hit with 14 years in prison for deliberately chasing down and crashing his car into a cyclist. Officials say 45-year-old Corey Johnson of Ocean Hill took matters into his own hands when he saw a guy breaking into his car. District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says Johnson jumped in his car, ran the guy down, striking him and killing him. Gonzalez called it extreme that a relatively minor nonviolent crime would cost the man his life. Gonzalez says Johnson should have just called the cops. Johnson was sentenced today in the death of 47-year-old Donald Roberts, who died from his injuries after he was run down. Well, for the last few days, folks have been weighing in on the MTA's congestion pricing thing, and today, riders get to put in their 2 cents on the NJT's proposed 15% fare hike. It would be the first in nearly 8 years, but unlike the earful registered at the MTA hearings, it appears not a whole lot of folk care about the NJT hikes, at least not enough to come to the meeting.
Just three speakers showed up to the hearing at Passaic County Community College, among them Neil Ross from Passaic, who says he doesn't mind paying more.
I just want to get to and from in one piece, the correct location, and if I call in with a complaint, follow up and do something. I've even had some of your new drivers, I've had to give them directions.
NJ Transit is entering its fifth consecutive year of ridership below pre-pandemic levels, resulting in the loss of nearly $2 billion in fares. But Nettie Amorsi with Make the Road New Jersey says the 15% increase is a hardship for many riders.
We're not just talking about, you know, ripped up seats. We're talking about the difference between losing your job or not losing your job.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Paterson, New Jersey.
There's another hearing tonight at 6. They're doing it at the Bergen County Administration Building in Hackensack. A new report by the Department of Environmental Conservation has folks living in flood zones a bit worried. There's data showing rapidly rising sea levels in the near future. They're saying levels could rise by more than a foot in some areas around the city in about a decade or less. This coming after a recent federal survey showing the city is sinking under the weight of its heavy buildings. More than 11 years after Hurricane Sandy, some folk are still dealing with flooding in places like Far Rock. Meantime, Manhattan's Second Avenue could be looking at a big facelift. A new redesign proposal says a nearly 3-mile stretch would get a 24/7 bus lane, a wider bike lane, and some other changes made in the name of safety. Transportation folks say the changes would make commutes faster and more reliable for 57,000 daily bus riders, along with creating better protection for cyclists and all other people on the road. The DOT says Second Avenue, one of the busiest bus and bike corridors, and that means a whole lot of congestion and safety concerns. No word yet on how much it'll cost or when the plan would go into effect or who's going to pay for it. Raise your hands if you believe it's going to be us. Restaurants in the five boroughs can start applying today for the city's permitted outdoor dining program. Mayor Adams announcing that opening of the online portal today.
We invited local restaurant owners to apply for Dining Out NYC, the nation's largest outdoor dining program. With this program, our streets will be bustling and our neighbors neighborhoods would be vibrant.
Along with applications, diningoutnyc.info has the info owners need to understand the guidelines of the new program and tools like blueprints on how an outdoor setup needs to work. Mayor says the Dining Out NYC program will help restaurants hire workers and keep customers satisfied while building setups that work for their neighbors and the city.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.